But first to Venezuela, where today political and national conflict rages as the opposition leader Juan Guaido calls upon the military and general public who support him to assist him in overthrowing President Nicolas Maduro and allowing him to take full leadership of the country. Rowan Eagle reports.
Venezuela is facing a day of increased political turmoil. News stations everywhere show footage of tanks driving into crowds and gunfire on the streets. However, beneath the chaos, it is clear that Russia is still determined to keep the current regime in place. Professor Alexei Muraviev spoke about the importance of Venezuela to Russia.
They want to secure the investments. They want a friendly regime in Venezuela that would allow Russia to exercise its power by using Venezuela as a regional stage. And obviously they want to undermine U.S. influence in the region.
What about the way America and Russia have responded to what's happening in Venezuela in recent times in regards to Russia's goals?
The United States is likely to exercise a degree of intervention, whether it's going to be an open military intervention or a concealed form of intervention with an aim to have a regime change. And the Russians clearly demonstrate that they are not planning to walk out of Venezuela. They will stay there. They need to be recognized as a player that has interest in Venezuela. And obviously they try to deter the United States from exercising open force and going in the country in hand.
Would you say this week's events have been something of a flashpoint, like a moment of significance?
It is probably a flashpoint, but perhaps not a turning point, because the attempt to engage Venezuelan military and have them switch allegiances from the current president Maduro to self-declared president haven't really worked. I would expect for the ruling regime to see some elements of the military gradually drifting away. Parents, there have been reports suggesting that Maduro was considering fleeing the country, and it was the Russians, according to the U.S. Department of State, that insisted for him to stay in the country. So clearly they insist that Maduro remains in control with their support, and they don't want to see a situation sliding into something that would be described as organized chaos.
Professor Alexei Muraviev speaking about Venezuela. The Venezuelan government has been cracking down on the freedom of the press. I spoke to Manuel Otero, journalist and Venezuelan citizen, who told me about his experience as a Venezuelan citizen living in Australia.
What you have watched is more than the Venezuelan people have watched. So part of the problem is cut off communications, cut off internet in the country. So imagine being in a country, being into a military problem, and you don't really know what is happening.
This is an attempt to try and get democracy back.
It is an attempt to try to get the democracy back. This has been a long, long coming into this moment, and this is part of the plan. I think we will see in the next couple of days a little bit more. On the aspect of violence, yes, there is a little bit of violence, but compared to the situation that we live in Venezuela, is not even close with the current violence in the streets of the country. As a violence movement happening, I don't see it that way. I see it more like people trying to get back the democracy on it.
You say this is one day in a larger sort of picture, but there has to be some significance with the day that what's been occurring. It does line up with May 1st, which is going to be International Day of Workers. Does that have something to do with it?
It does have something to do with it, but we have learned when you don't control the medium of communication in Venezuela, for example, when you don't control the TV station, cannot say the things that it should be saying. There's no free speech, let's put it that way. It's really easy to, if you have a plan and set it to somebody, then that person will be prepared for that plan. What the opposition, which is the legally government in charge, is doing these plans not on secret, but not telling the whole world about it, because they can't tell the whole world about it when you don't have communications to go out. All the things that we're seeing about Venezuela is not even 40% of what people in Venezuela are watching.
Manuel Otero, journalist and Venezuelan citizen speaking about the anti-government movement. Professor Alexei Muraviev says if peace isn't reached, we can expect an escalation of the situation.
The worst-case scenario is the outbreak of a civil war with partial foreign intervention, say from neighboring Colombia, perhaps limited involvement of U.S. special forces, it may lead to directed guerrilla war fighting in the jungles of Venezuela. And obviously this will all lead to significant humanitarian crisis, given the fact that people in Venezuela are already suffering from lack of basic means. And if there's going to be a breakdown of law and order associated with the transition of power and revolutionary violence, we can effectively expect potentially a humanitarian catastrophe.
That's Professor Alexei Miroviev speaking to The Wire's Rowan Neagle. And before you hit that, you heard from Venezuelan citizen Manuel Otero.